This is news director Larissa Donovan continuing with the Meet the Candidate series for this 2022 midterm election cycle. Joining me in studio today is a candidate for Beltrami County District 5, Sandy Hedham. Welcome to the recently remodeled studio, Sandy.
Yeah, it looks great.
Well, thank you.
Yes, thank you very much for having me. I've been looking forward to this.
So you have been involved with the community for a long time. I distinctly remember Village of Hope. Why don't you tell us a little, for those who don't know you, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yes, well, I've lived in Bemidji for about 35 years, both my children. We raised both our children here. I've worked in the community, with the community, and for the community for all of my career, as well as volunteering in various different kinds of things. And so what I really want to do is just continue that service. I've worked at Village of Hope as their director for 12 years, and at the end of December, I will be retiring from that position. So I have a different opportunity to be able to really serve the community in a different way and use my expertise and my experience.
What initially drew you to volunteering and, you know, community service oriented things?
You know, that is something that I grew up doing. I probably couldn't even tell you. I think it happened because that's what my family did. I grew up in a very small town on the Red River Valley, and it was just something that you did. It was expected if you are going to be in community that you were going to work to make the community better. And so it was just something that I've always wanted to do and something that I've always done.
So this is your first political campaign, right?
It is.
So what have you enjoyed so far on the campaign trail?
I love people. I love to talk to people. I love to listen to people. And so that has been probably the most exciting thing. People ask my husband and my children, so, you know, she's going to get stopped on the street now and talked to all the time. And they said, what would be different? because I'm just very curious and very interested in, I want people motivated and engaged, and I want to work with people and hear, even if we don't agree, we can still work on the same. Many times people have the same goals. They might come about it in different ways, but most people that I have talked to, we have the same goals.
So on that campaign trail, what have you been hearing from your constituents in District 5 about what are some of their top of mind concerns?
Really, they're worried about childcare. They're worried about mental health, healthcare, housing, many different kinds of issues that are really the foundation that makes a vibrant community. People really want us to be together to solve problems and to solve issues.
That child care issue is a big one. I think last time I saw some numbers, it was about 1,000 slots.
Yes.
In local, just in the Bemidji area that are needed.
Yes.
And that's not include, I don't know if that those figures include a lot of the outlying areas or anything like that, but still.
Yeah.
1,000 kids needing daycare.
Exactly. And it makes working families, it just makes it really hard to go back to work and to be in community, and when our children are our most valuable resource. And so we're going to be very careful, obviously, where we leave them during the day.
Sometimes I bring them here.
Yeah.
Sometimes there just isn't a choice. So what are some of your ideas about tackling some of Beltrami County's, you know, big picture issues that are, frankly, a bit beyond the realm of what county government can do?
Yes.
But perhaps with lobbying and partnerships, things might happen. Ideas.
Yes. Well, one of the things that I feel like I do really well, and I bring this kind of experience and expertise, is to go down to the local government, bring the local government issues to our lawmakers. I've done this for many years. I actually sit on a statewide coalition, and so I've had the opportunity to inform our lawmakers about policy, about procedures. I've actually had the opportunity to even testify in front of many lawmakers and really tell our story. There's such an important part when you're looking at bringing resources to Greater Minnesota about telling the story, telling Bemidji and Beltrami County has such amazing people that live and work, and we're problem solvers and we're resilient, and getting some more resources to us is going to be one of the most important things. And I feel like I do it really well. People know me down at the Capitol, and I feel like just bringing those stories back is going to be really important.
Yeah, it's been quite a few years since Bemidji had its day at the Capitol, so maybe 2023 will be the year. You know, talking county government, a lot of what the budget goes towards is beyond personnel, law enforcement, all the departments of related to personnel. It's social services, and also a big one that I think captures a lot of public attention is infrastructure or roads. Some of them not so fun to drive down.
Yeah.
What are your ideas about supporting our engineering department about getting these road projects done and prioritizing, you know, what needs to be done?
Well, one of the things that I feel like I also do really well, because I've worked in healthcare and homelessness, very complex issues with, frankly, a lot of competing goals and different strategies. And so I feel like I'm a really good problem solver to be able to, like, what is urgent, what is important, those two things. And I also am very good at building consensus. And so I feel like when we go up against things like roads and infrastructure, to really be able to listen to the experts. As a county commissioner, this is how I live my life. I mean, you hire really good people, and then you listen to what they tell you. And so I just had an opportunity to, I was at the working session where I had an opportunity to kind of look at that five-year plan, and Bruce had laid it out so nice. And so to be really be able to study that and to look at that and listen to what the experts are telling you is going to be one of the really most important things. But ultimately, the people that I work for are my constituents. And so, like I said, I love people. I love to be out in community. And so to be able to really listen to those issues that people really have, and to be able to bring their stories and to bring what's important to them, is going to be the main focus of how I would be a county commissioner.
Some folks have got these letters in the mail already for the 2023 reassessments. And I imagine that with, you know, property valuations going a bit higher, folks are going to be a little more sensitive to fluctuations in that tax levy. What's your philosophy on how to do more with less, basically?
Well, working in healthcare and working in a nonprofit, that really is what you do, right? You are asked to do more with less. And we talk about mandates. Mm-hmm. You know, I know that Beltrami County, the commissioners have really been wrestling with that. And we all wrestle with mandates. We have to do the mandate, but we're not given any additional resources.
Yeah, and we have an interesting taxing situation here in Beltrami County, too, that not every county experiences.
Right. So I think, again, to be able to look at those problems, to look at those, it's really important to look at the long picture, to look at the long goal, but when your taxes are the ones that are going up, it's hard to say, well, I need to look at the long picture about this. It's really important that people are able to feel good about contributing to Beltrami County, but also feeling like they are getting their bang for their buck, so to speak. And I also feel getting something that we just really need to do in northern Minnesota, greater Minnesota in general, is just get more resources to us. We can't continue to add more services and add more things and not have the resources. And so I look very closely at, like, what are other some kinds of strategies that we can bring into the county that are that is going to be able to kind of relieve some of this, some of these things. And again, go back and look at the experts and talk to them. And we're not going to all get what we want, but if we can get closest to what we all, collaboration, connection, that is probably the most important thing. I'm definitely going to tell you how I feel about things, but I also am going to be a really good listener about, especially things, people that disagree with me, because that's where I found I've learned the most about things, is when I have a really good conversation with people that might not agree with me. They bring up such interesting points and really help you think about things in a different way.
Right. And you know, as I've been watching political seasons for a number of years now, you're the only female candidate on the Beltrami County ticket.
I am.
What have been your experiences with just with the gender thing? I can emphasize, believe me.
I have not. I've had lots of people come and support me and say, I'm so glad that a female is running. I feel like it. Gender doesn't probably matter so much. It really matters what your political or what your thoughts about how you solve problems and how mm-hmm. you listen to people. It makes me sad that we don't have more women, because if you look at the leaders of the organizations and the businesses in Bemidji, very strongly female, as well as male, but very strongly female. So, I didn't realize that that was a thing until I ran, and people were saying, you know, you're the only female, and we haven't had a female county commissioner for a very long time.
Yeah, it's been a boys' club for a while.
But I haven't had any. I've had, like I said, I've had people come up and say, thank you for running as a female, but I have not had any opposition about anybody telling me that I shouldn't run because I'm a female.
Well, that's good to hear. Another big item. This will be decided, of course, before the election even takes place. So with the current slate of commissioners, but the Beltrami County Jail Project, it's going to be a big one. It's going to take years of planning, and I'm sure the incoming Board of Commissioners will have to make several decisions. Mm-hmm. What's your philosophy about what the jail should be?
Well, I had a chance to really study those seven or eight different kinds of options that we had a chance. Because I've had an opportunity to work really closely with people that use the jail quite often and have maybe been in and out of that system quite often, I would really be very supportive of more of a rehabilitation mm-hmm. kind of a strategy, as opposed to put them in. And many times, what comes first, right? I was incarcerated, but people are so resilient. And if we give people the tools, I think many people will be able to rise to the occasion. And also, I know that by the time you build something, I mean, they were nobody's fault, but by the time they built it, it was almost obsolete. And that wasn't any decision-making concerns on anybody. That's the way of the world. Things move so fast. But I think we have to think about people in our jails just like people in our schools, and their people. And so to be able to really think about what are the concerns that the inmates bring us, but also what are the concerns about for the people that actually work there. They, again, have the expertise. And so anytime I would make a decision, I really rely very heavily on the people that have those boots on the ground kinds of things that they know. They know what works and what doesn't work.
Right, right. And with programs focused on rehabilitation and reduced recidivism, some may argue that those might be pretty expensive up front. But long term, that might decrease, you know, the cost of housing inmates.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. And anytime you do something, like what is the cost of something not happening?
I don't know.
Exactly. That's what we sometimes need to struggle with is what is that cost to humanity of something not happening? And I have a background in community health and patient education. So I think about prevention all the time. That's why I come to this work, is that how can we give people the tools, the strategies, the support they need so we don't get farther down the kind of down the road.
All right, Sandy. Well, is there anything else about your campaign or about yourself you wanted to add before we wrap this up today?
I don't think so. I am just so, I hope I have the opportunity to serve. Public service is something that's very important to me, and I would not be coming to it with anything that I feel like I need to personally get out of this. It is something that will make the community better and stronger.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming in today. Sandy Henham for Beltrami County, District 5.